everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. Victoria has recently been facing a hard time with her roommate Scarlett. Scarlett is disrespectful to the people she lives with. She would borrow things without asking, and sometimes she would go to the extent of stealing from Victoria. She's so loud and talks so much that nobody could get a word in edgewise. She leaves most of her stuff on the left, right, and center of the house. She invites strangers over without asking for permission or even notifying her roommates in advance. She also gets on Victoria's case when it comes to paying the bills, even though she has a lot to pay off. Victoria has gone all out since they lived together under the same roof. Victoria can't cave in anymore, since Scarlett refuses to dig in her heels and compromise. Victoria finally decides to leave the place for good and to find another place to live by herself. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, get a word in edgewise, is defined as contribute to a conversation with people who are very talkative. Idiom number two, get on someone's case, is defined as criticize, find fault, or lecture someone. Idiom number three, left, right, and center, is defined as everywhere. Idiom number four, go all out, is defined as use all of your energy or resources to do something. And finally, idiom number five, dig in her heels, is defined as resist or refuse to give in. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, cave in, is defined as to agree to demands that you originally opposed because you have become tired or frightened. Number two, pay off, is defined as pay a debt in full. Number three, live with, is defined as share a home with someone. And finally, number four, invite someone over, is defined as to invite someone to your house. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.